Hey, Chris.
Hey, Wendell.
It's that time.
What time is that?
Wendell in the Wild time.
Yay!
I'm Wendell Waters.
I'm Chris Stevens.
Welcome to Wendell in the Wild. We had an interesting adventure with none other than...
Police Chief.
James Ryder.
A local police chief, James Ryder. Yes, it was awesome.
Yes, Boxford Police Chief James Ryder, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, has become somewhat of a turtle expert.
Yeah, sort of just a local nature or naturalist, really.
Yes.
I mean, because he knew turtles, but he also knew a lot about the snakes.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Right, yes. Much to some people's chagrin. Yeah. But
I thought it was fine. I didn't scream like a girl or anything. Not that it's screaming like a girl is, I know you can't say that anymore.
So Chief Ryder, he's the police chief of Boxford, has been stomping around in Boxford State Forest for his whole life.
Which was really interesting because I also didn't know there was a Boxford State Forest.
There is a Boxford State Forest, that's
right. So for those of you that don't know that.
And so when we were talking about finding somebody to talk about turtles, Kathy Zola over at Boxford Police immediately said, oh, you got to talk to Chief Ryder. He's the expert on all things turtle. So Chris and I went out to a spot in Boxford State Forest with Chief Ryder, a spot that he used to go to as a kid. There are quarries out there.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's a beautiful spot.
Oof.
It wasn't always like that, though.
No.
It had been blasted for missile silos that were never
built. Navy missile silos.
Right?
I cannot believe.
I know.
I don't know why it's so hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that there was going to be a Nike missile silo in Boxford.
In Boxford. Yeah.
It just seems very odd to me.
Yes. But they never constructed them.
No.
And so as Chief Ryder says in the podcast, listeners will hear that shortly, nature takes over.
Yeah. Yeah. Nature reclaimed the land.
There are these quarries, and there are turtles and frogs and high bush blueberries and low bush blueberries and all kinds of trees. And it's really quite stunning.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Yeah,
And they spent a lot of time there as kids.
That's right. And one of the things that struck me about it was where I grew up, my favorite place to go as a kid, which was right behind our house, was a fast-flowing brook.
Nice.
And a little wild area, and there was just an amazing array of wildlife and plants in there. And they culverted the brook because a school needed a new playing field.
Oh.
And that is, it's totally gone now.
Oh, wow.
All of the wildlife, everything, it's all gone.
I don't know. The last time I was up to where I grew up, it was still there, but that was a long time ago, so I don't know. But I would think it was a pretty significant stream that flowed across the street from our house, and it went down through the woods. We would follow it from, you could pick it up at the corner of the road, and we would follow it through the woods down to what we called state land.
Mm-hmm.
It was a ginormous field, and it was owned by the state. We were not very creative children, hence the name state land. And it was off a dirt road. And if you walked all the way through that field, there was a little path. It was probably an old logging path, maybe, or maybe it was something we kids just made as trolling through the woods. It went out to a pond. And so that was a favorite place to go skating and to look for polywog eggs and to look for turtles and snakes and all those good things. My mother, when we were really little, would take us down there for picnics and stuff. I suspect that pond is now somebody's backyard. Because I know that they built up that area, but not significantly. It's still rural New Hampshire. You're still out in the middle of nowhere. They put houses in there, but they didn't put a development in there.
Okay.
So like people bought like either acre or half acre parcels and built their own homes. And I remember seeing a driveway that was just a bit down the street from the field and thinking, if you follow that straight up, that would take you to the pond. That's where the pond is.
Okay.
And I was like, I bet that's somebody's backyard, and what a beautiful backyard that would be.
Right? I know. Yes.
Yeah, it would be really awesome. So I hope that they didn't like drain it or put a swimming pool in instead. I would hope that it's still there, but I don't know.
Right.
Maybe I'll go sneak around somebody's backyard. So
why not?
Check the New Hampshire police reports and see if I get arrested or anything. I'll be like, seriously, I used to live here when I was a kid.
Well, he's fortunate. That,
he is very fortunate that it's still there and still accessible.
It's still there. In fact, it's better now because back in the day, you could drive a car up there.
Yep.
And now you can't.
Yeah. Because it is a very wide.
Yeah.
The initial path going in there
going
is
in
very
there.
Wide.
Yes, exactly. And the chief has a lot of funny stories about you know, growing up there and what they used to do as kids. And
hanging out at the quarry.
Hanging out at the quarry. The ice cream truck is probably one
that
of the better
hilarious.
Ones.
Yeah, that was pretty hilarious.
Somebody drove an ice cream truck up there, jumped it off the ledge into the pond.
And they knew it when all the ice cream started floating to the top. That was that was sort of the giveaway.
Yeah.
But isn't that just the stupid kind of thing that kids would
do? It sure is. Yeah,
totally
that's right.
A stupid thing.
That's right, yeah.
I could see the kids I grew up with totally doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
Not me, of course. I was a good kid.
Right, right, of course. Yeah, no, I never did anything. See the little halo over
exactly.
my head here? So let's take you on a little bit of a trip, listeners, with Boxford Police Chief James Ryder into Boxford State Forest.
25, 30, 40 kids swimming around here, floating around.
Right, right. It's
what you did in the woods of Boxford.
When you were growing up, yeah.
Growing up,
yeah.
And there was, yeah, you would have 25 mini bikes parked over here, and that's what we did. We got here in all different directions. And you would have Boxford kids, Middleton kids, North Andover kids.
Okay, yeah.
We're actually on the Middleton-North Andover line, the Boxford line. Right over to the woods, so you would have kids from all three communities that were just out here enjoying the water.
And what sorts of critters did you see when you were out here swimming in the water?
Snapping turtles, water snakes, painted turtles, and that's the main thing you'd see just swimming around as you're moving around. But and then as you're walking around, you'd see different types of water snakes, black racers.
Black racers. Those none of those are dangerous, right?
Nope. No, and but the black races, they're large snakes, same with the water snake, and hopefully when we move next door, we can see them because there's a lot more over at the other quarry.
So they're a little bit scary, probably.
They kind of grab you a little bit, but it's growing up in town, you're used to it because we spent our time in the woods. There's a painted turtle right there that just went down.
Oh, yeah, you yes. can see the rings.
So right. it just dropped down over there.
Right.
So just wondering what we're doing out here today.
No, we're looking for him.
Yeah.
What about the snapping turtles? Do you guys worry about them? Would they?
Not really. There's...
Well, is there one right over there?
Yeah. There's something else bubbling
here.
Around over there.
It almost looks like there's a shell right there. Or is it a rock?
It could be either one, whatever. Something bubbled up right over there. But the snapping turtles, they have the ability just to put their nose above the water if they want to, so they don't have to show much shell of anything.
Right, right.
Get a quick breath and then go back into the water.
Now, you weren't worried about the snapping turtles when you were swimming in here?
No, they're more scared of you than you are of them. They just eyeball you and move on.
I suppose you got 50 kids in here swimming.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
we're out of here.
They move away and they could just sit on the bottom for an hour, give or take.
Right.
And they just go about their business.
I didn't know that they could stay underwater
that long. Yeah, it's like half an hour to an
hour. Wow.
Well, you figure they obviously have the lung capacity to hibernate all winter, so.
Oh, that's a good point, right. Well, their metabolism slows down.
Right, if they want to just go and sit for a period of time and do nothing, they hold their breath for a good long time.
So this hasn't changed too much since you were
a
kid.
Just the trees have grown up.
The trees have grown up.
That's it, because this was all, as I said, you could stand here and you could look all the way back to where we parked, and then you look through the quarry out towards Bald Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
So, unfortunately, there's a little more trash, a little more graffiti.
A little more graffiti.
People don't understand that you should carry in and carry out. Put the missile base in there. That was it. They just moved on.
So they blasted it, never put the missile base in. It was clear. It was all rock.
This was clear. As I said, you could stand
and
here.
All of this.
All the way over the other quarry, which is over there.
Wow.
And you could see all the way the whole, if you look out to, not even those trees, because those are smaller.
Yeah.
To the actual large forest type trees.
Yeah.
That's where the distance was. So it was all open and it was all rock about this big.
And now it's all...
Nature takes back over.
Yes.
Before the ice cream truck, it jumped off.
So
here
is it still in there? Or did
no,
they,
the
ice
cream
they would haul them
out.
They'd haul out the cars.
So they jumped it off here, and there was ice cream floating?
It just floated. Yeah, it was just empty. The wrappers, obviously, everything else had melted. And that's what it was. That's what you find. You'd see cars out here on a regular basis.
Kids do the darndest thing.
You'd be able to get all around. The only car that's left out here is about half a mile into the woods.
Okay.
We actually, as kids, we pulled up on our mini bikes. The car was on its roof, but it was still running, so the tires were still spinning. Then it's just still sitting out there in the woods.
Oh, wow. Somebody just abandoned it?
It was either stolen or whatever else, and they drove it out in the woods and dumped it.
Wow.
It's still there. It's the remains of like a 1972 Ford wagon.
Now, you end up coming across quite a few turtles, especially snappers, on the roads in Boxford, don't
you? Yep. This is the time of year they start moving around, and it's, you know, I do my best to get them out of the way. The snapping turtles, you got to keep an eye out, but for the most part, they, if you control the rear end of them.
Yep.
And what I use, for the larger ones, I have a traffic cone in the back of my car, which I put on their tail end and give them a little bump in the right direction as I move them across the street.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And the smaller ones you can still grab, but the ones that seem to be the most angry at times are the juvenile ones that are probably like 6 to 8 inches.
Yep.
Because they still have the ability to kind of spin themselves around.
Yes.
And they're at the age group where they're a little more temperamental.
When they get
like teens.
Like teenagers. Yeah.
Those are the ones you watch out for the most.
When they get bigger, yeah, they move in a little bit slower.
Right, they don't move, and they've somewhat lived long enough so they understand where they live in society. So.
Right.
But the main thing is people just got to be careful.
Yeah, and because you don't want to be in front of them because their neck is pretty.
And even, I was talking to a gentleman last night that his dog went up and sniffed one and got a chunk of its nose. So.
Yeah.
It's just got to be careful.
Yeah,
but
they can do some damage.
They're moving from one spot to the next, and that's what they're doing for the most part. You know, they go along the ponds, and they take out, you know, if any type of animal passes away in there, that's what they clean up. So
they're
beneficial to the wildlife, and they clean up anything else, like a crayfish or whatever.
Oh,
they
take
a fish or frog.
Yeah.
So in addition to eating live prey, they'll eat
Whatever they find, they'll eat for the most part.
Wow. Okay.
You know, as a kid, we would toss hot dogs in. And
you didn't.
Yeah. We used to camp at a friend of mine's property along Fish Brook, and you would see the snapping turtle pop up every now and then. You just toss chunks of hot dog into them. They seem to enjoy it.
So you're kind of fortunate, Chief, in that some of the places that you used to hang out at when you were a kid are still here and still.
It's Bald Hill Boy Scout Park. At some point in time, if we may commandeer a couple kayaks, we can go out in the Mill Pond and see if we can catch some turtles out there. Because there's like some mud flats out there, you can pull right up to them.
Oh, okay.
If you can't grab one, just put your net right underneath it and scoop them right up.
And that sound means it's time for events.
Events. We're going to let you know a few things that are going on in our area that you guys might want to get out and enjoy.
I was just poking around at the Essex County Greenbelt site.
Mm-hmm.
They have a quarry walk in Dogtown in Gloucester that's coming up on August 15th. You can learn more about that at ecga.org. They also have a Beverly Commons trail run that's coming up. That's on August 24th.
Nice.
And there are a couple different options for running.
Awesome. You can always do island hopping out of Salem, over in Salem Sound. Go to EssexHeritage.org. There's a Misery Island Castaway Tour, and there are the island hops. Well, they'll take you down. They'll take you around a couple of islands that are out off of Salem, and you can check them out. And there's I don't know if people realize it, but there's quite a handful of little islands out there, and it's kind of cool. And there's always the Boston, the Emerald Isles. We
right?
do that all
yep.
the time.
Sure.
There's dozens out there, and you can go. If you go to Boston, go into town and go to the waterfront, you can get a pass, and you can visit all of them. You just take one boat, and you take the cruise out, and they will drop you off at one, and they'll let you know when the boat's coming back, and you can pick it up, and they'll drop you at another one.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you can kind of make a day out of it. We always go to Spectacle Island,
nice.
And there's a couple of forts and stuff out there. It's really fun.
Nice.
And the other thing you can do is go out and explore your own backyard.
There is an event happening on every corner in your community.
Trust
every
us.
Place, there's a little wild spot.
Yep.
There are rail trails and hiking trails and bike paths
yep.
and
ponds
and all kinds of things. So just get out there and poke around and see what you can see.
And if you have a favorite place that you went to as a kid, see if that's still around.
Absolutely.
That would totally be worth a visit, and bring your kids there and say, this is where we used to get pollywog eggs. This is where we used to look for turtles or down on the beach. This is where we used to look for starfish.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole nine yards.
Or so maybe you were adventurous and you did look for snakes.
There you go. Maybe you were the snake person. That was not me.
That was me.
The main idea is to get yourself out into the wild.
Yes. Get out there and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time.
Until next time, I'm Chris Stevens.
I'm Wendell Waters.
Thank you for joining us on Wendell in the Wild.